Welcome, everybody, once again. This is Trade Doc, Thoughts in Trading. Segment's going to be called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs, see where the opportunity is for this week. I didn't do the podcast for the last couple of weeks. Been a little bit busy, but I was managed to get some shorts on the NASDAQ. I traded that with the futures and a triple leverage TQQQ, where I had put on some option spreads on that. And it did quite well, closed early. But, it stretched out pretty good on Friday. So the market is on the up and up, and we'll be taking a look at that. This is going to be recorded, so you'll be able to see the video maybe on my YouTube. Might be able to find it there. This is also being streamed, as always, on Theta TV. So if you're not on there, check out the description, and you can get on Theta TV, where I stream pretty much 24/7. You might catch me in the trading chambers. You might not, but I don't put out no notifications before I go on and trade, and I haven't been trading the last 2 weeks, so not productive. So let's just get into it. This is Trade Doc Thoughts on Trading. Segment's called Eye on the Market. And let's open it up with a little bit of crypto, that's Theta in particular, where it had a 72% run from the lows. I'm just covering some positions, trying to capture a little bit of this gain to buy it back a little bit lower, hopefully into the $5 mark. But it was as low as $3.50. So I'm bullish on it, just trying to get in as much as I can. And I wish I was in a little bit sooner, like maybe 2 days sooner. And I've been long for a while. I just haven't really filled up. I had one goal and I filled it. And then I started a second one, and it's halfway, and I know I can do it, and I want to be able to fill this bag up before this price keeps going. But anyway, Theta is trading at 622s, and I'm hoping it comes down below like $5, hopefully. But let's just get into the market. I'm going to do it a little bit different, so you'll be able to see tickers that are going into this segment. First up is, I'm going to start with oil. That's USO. Looked like it peaked out a couple weeks ago at 51.83. Right now it's trading at 49.47. And the futures are at 72.17. Now it had a little bit of a wild reversal early in the week. Must have been that OPEC meeting. But either way, this is a correction wave. And since it's come up again, I can see a little bit of a dip, maybe consolidation, and back up to these highs of 51.83. That's for USO. And for as far as the futures go, that'll put oil above $76 after the $71. Consolidation. So damn, oil is gonna keep on going up by the looks of the chart. Next is XOP, and XOP has been the same thing, not correction. It looks like it's now riding a channel from the beginning of the year. They haven't really been benefiting from the price of oil, because for the most part they're still closed as far as business goes. So that looks like they're trading at this bottom of the channel. They could be holding it now. And we could see the price go down to 76.50s and bounce up. So I would be pretty bullish on XOP, especially I heard news that they're going to start drilling now with the price of oil and stuff. So in these sectors, I mean, in this, you have the XOP watch list here, and it was like Whiting Petroleum, APA Corporation, Range Resources. They looked like they're the only ones that were bullish on that, that were green on Friday. So that's something to look at. And then usually on the list I have them that they trade options. So you just got to see how liquid the options are in here. But there's definitely some room to run. Say XOP can get back up to the top of the channel, which would be 101. And right now they're trading at 82.18. So XOP would definitely be a bullish trade to consider. And I just consider them going back to the top of the retest the top of the channel. Next is IOH, and that's oil services. Them two are actually at the bottom range. They kind of broke structure, but they broke structure a little bit, and they're retesting it. Retested the bottom of this. So on the other hand, OIH looks a little bit bearish. Unless they can break above 197. They break up above 197, then they can go back up to the 220s. But OIH also bullish, short-term bearish. They could retest the 185s or the 180s. The high volume node here from last week. So they could definitely come down to test the 181s again. Right now they're trading at 188.25. Let's see, OIH, if there's a couple stocks in there. And there's plenty of stocks in there. And there's a few with very high implied volatility, $5, $3. But Oil State International, Transocean Limited, U.S. Silica Holdings, Valaris, RPC Incorporated. So those are some stocks in that group. Those are the highest implied volatility, including Noble Corporation, which is, I know the options are really good in there. So worth looking at. And OIH, short-term bearish. Because it could be do something like, and then they'd have to be able to break above that channel. So if they break above the 197s, it has potential to retest the top of the channel, which would be around the 250s. So that'd be one thing to consider. And I would see, and I would go into these stocks in OIH in order to make that happen. But you can also trade the ETFs. Next is UNG, that's natural gas. Natural gas is at 404. So natural gas is another thing that's going up. And he said it was going to be bullish once it broke the top of the channel, which was $11 for UNG. And they retest and kept on moving up, consolidated. Now they're hitting the highs now. Natural gas at $4 is pretty high historically anyways. But so I'd be looking for a peak. You know, everything's loosening it up right now. So I'd be looking for natural gas to peak out pretty soon. That could be in the 420s. And have like a short trade retracement ready when it does. just up to this level here. And that'd be the new floor unless it breaks below. If it breaks below, then it'd be another 3-year cycle of bear and then bull. Next is XLE. That's the energy sector. Kind of all those oil, the oil miners, oil explorers and the oil services, they're kind of all correlated in here. And this again shows it's flagging out after this correction wave, the A, B, C. Now we're on maybe wave one. It's flagging out, so I'd stay bullish or at least have a little bit of positive delta in XLE. And on those, so I would stay bullish for the meantime on energy, oil, all those. And Halliburton's there at the top of the list for energy sector, Kinder, McMoran, Chevron, Phillips. So these are all liquid here. I definitely have some positive delta in these sectors. Next is XLU. And XLU, we always expect it to be neutral. But here it has it turning up a little bit. So mostly indicates risk off. So as you can see, the market consolidating and turning down a little bit more. XLU has potential to retest the $68 mark. It looks like it might be trading this channel between 68 and 63. Right now, they're trading at 65.70. So we're in the middle, has a little bit of bullish bias to it for XLU. Next is industrial sector. The industrial sector just had a little bit of rejection. So the industrial sector is going to stay bullish, keep on consolidating sideways. There are a few good companies in there that are liquid options, and it is a pretty big list because I trade some. It's easier to trade options here, from 3M to FedEx to Eaton Corporation, General Dynamics. Even Deere Corporation. Yeah, I'd stay bullish on at least positive delta on all these sectors. Next is the material sector, and I've been expecting this one to wane down. It peaked out at 89.21. It's come down to 81, now trading at 81.73, but it's gone down a little bit below 80 bucks. So this is a sector I think is going to be consolidating for a while, even have a slow drift to the downside. Could come down to retest the $70.50 right now, trading at 81.73. Next is XME, that's material sector. And I had a little bit of an indication of what I think might have happened, and it got close to the bottom. I had marked that maybe it'd be retesting 35.79. It came down as low as 38.92. So a couple bucks, but it could not be finished. So I've done this and it's actually gone past my target, but it still has a possibility of it coming back down to 36.58 and now trading at 42.03. Next is the MJ sector. They're looking similar to the energy sector and oil and everything like that, but they have been actually drifting down. So as far as like the cannabis sector and everything, I expect very, very little volume and a continuation of consolidation, just be trading in that range and on a lower range. Next is XBI, and this is this week, the beginning of the week, with the big volume and everything, would have been a good time to accumulate, and it looks like that's what the big boys were doing, especially at this retracement. So really the bottom is at 119. Right now it's trading at 125, 126.50. But XBI, see a little bit of more of a consolidation, but still a bullish bias on that. Next is XLV, and XLV hit another high of 131.61. And that's the healthcare sector. So the healthcare sector has been very bullish. It's been very bullish since November of last year to today. It's up 21% up in the last year. And I have Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer. They are moving that sector. So pretty much correlating with the sector, pretty much pushing the sector. So I will just be trading those three in there. You can see it keep on moving up and then have a little bit of a pullback. Next is XRT. And I was seeing this is one of the biggest, shortest sector there is. Here I had a little correction, which could have happened. But again, it's definitely bullish bias. It peaked out on January in the beginning of the year at 99.24, right now trading at 96.11. And there's definitely a couple of companies there that I could see retracing. So I see some companies in this sector, just the way it's structured. I would definitely be short like three and long one, and do that with the with having option spreads, and that definitely spreads your risk, and you can take advantage of just this consolidation in this sector. And most likely XRT, and most likely there's some that are failing, like for Blink Charging Corporation, Nordstrom, The Real Real Incorporation, Kohl's, Urban Outfitters, Groupon, and Penske Automotive. They were the ones that were red that day. So at a list like Blink Charging and even Nordstrom, or Blink Charging and The Real. So those are two that I would short. And to stay long, I mean, that sector has GameStop in it. So, you know, want a good company in here. Like Best Buy. Probably go long Best Buy. They're up 3% on Friday. So this is just a little analysis of how to trade this consolidation, because you know it's been consolidating since January, so I expect this price to fluctuate between like 87 to 100 between then, but they'll be in between that time. You can play both sides of the consolidation. Next is XLP, and same thing, XLP looks bullish. Looks like it wants to retest the 71.69s. Right now it's trading at 71.41.40. So this is the consumer staples. Consumer staples has Pepsi in it, you know, Colgate, Clorox, Monster Beverages, Cisco, Phillips, Walmart, Tyson, Walgreens. So this is a very good sector, very liquid. And I expect this to keep continue moving up, find some of the best companies in here and ride the bull, like I like to say. Ride that bull wave. Next is consumer discretionary. And also, they look like they're going to be consolidating these highs and moving on up. I'm just going to move a little faster here. Next is SMH. They're actually trading at the top of the channel. I've drawn on that channel. Volatility is pretty low for the moment. So, I don't buy naked options, but some definitely bullish bias on the top of that channel. Next is IYR, and that's real estate peaked out. And real estate's really been high, peaked out on Wednesday. So I continue bullish. So pretty much the market, the sub-sectors, going to remain bullish on them. Next is the financials. Financials have been consolidating here for the last couple of months. So expect that to continue. Even have a negative bias on financials. Next is TLT. Those are the bonds, and they're moving up. So they're back to that price level that we thought it'd be at 148. So that's a new high. It'd be consolidating that level for a while. Next is gold, GLD. And gold has been consolidating after that drop. I can see another small drop in gold, maybe to retest this 160s, but that'd be the last correction, I think. Next is GDX. Them also actually drifting lower than gold. Probably want to retest. I mean, you know, things manipulated, so that's what you have to expect. A launch at this moment, at these prices with this structure, is probably not likely. It's probably more likely would be a retest of the 32s. Right now it's trading at 33.15. Next is UUP, the dollar. See if the dollar's been gathering strength. So the dollar's been gaining strength, and it might get euphoric. So could deflation be happening? This structure does get euphoric. So we'll see how high we can get before it drops down. Right now, it's pretty much at a highs up above 25. It hasn't been there all year. And right now it's trading at 24.98. So this week, probably good idea to watch the dollar and see what happens there. Next is QQQ, and they really performed. So after this dip, after I rode this drop, went long using TQQQ all week. I closed it on Wednesday, and it moved up a pretty good percentage after that. So, I mean, that was a pretty stellar reversal on technology, on the tech sector, QQQ, now trading at all-time highs of 368.20. Next is IWM, and this is another one that, you know, since we've been tracking, we know that it's been trading out of channel. And you see it just retested this channel early, the bottom of the channel, early this week. Now, you're going to see it trade to the top of the channel, which is the 233 mark. Right now, it's trading at 219, so definitely bullish on IWM. I'd probably be placing the trade this week because this is an easy money trade. Having a butterfly right around the 232s. Next is the SPY. And I know a guy in my group that kills the SPY every day, options. And the SPY had a stellar performance as well. They're all-time highs of 440 and 30 cents. Structure's getting a little bit euphoric, so I'd expect a pullback next week. But we got to wait for the buy volume to die out. So early next week, we'll see some high buy volumes, probably a spike and then a retracement. So early of the week, SPY most likely to the upside. Next is FXI, and this is like when I get in the part of the segment, I get into the country ETF, and FXI just fell off after it broke structure, retested the bottom of the structure, and continued to move down. Now they're trading at the lows of 42.78, and that's China. Next is INDA, India, and I'm always bullish on India. They've been consolidating at the top of the channel after breaking all the levels that it should have. Now trading at 44.52. Next is RSX. And RSX has been the bull for a while. It's been consolidated the last couple of months. Had that drop early in the week. Could have another drop happen just to complete correction structure. And move up, so there's probably a buy opportunity unless something happens, because we have this one here, unless something happens like internationally, I can see this just test the bottoms. Maybe it just got a little overbought at the moment. Yeah, the higher highs are getting higher though. Next is EFA, that's the Eurozone liquid options in there. They had a hard retest and bounced up early in the week. We'll see if they can hold those gains, but it might retest the 50, the 76.50s again. All right, here's the group I like getting into. This is EEM, and there is another EEM that's minus China, just the the options aren't liquid, so either way, when you trade EEM, this is really heavily weighed on China, and they were down 1.5% on Friday because China's trading on the lows, and EEM will be continue to consolidate here. See if they break the 52.30s, then we'll see some more bearishness. Next is EWW, and that's Mexico. They too have been consolidating sideways, but since China is kind of on the low, Mexico, I see it consolidating with a little bit more bullish bias. Last but not least is EWZ. And EWZ has turned down, had a couple of good corrections, trading at 38.36. And I just love trading EED. So it kind of bounced off of 37.70s a couple times. It's not too far away from there. So probably another test of those lows, maybe in a break. Volatility is coming off. And with a small correction and another bounce, I'd like to be on the bullish side. But right now, my deltas would be maybe like 10 deltas to the upside. Just trading this another consolidation, have some room below. But yeah, this is definitely like a butterfly between like the 36s and the 40s. And then suck up on all that data in there. Anyways, we made it to the end of the podcast. Thank you all for joining. Till next time, trade well. Peace.